Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Tommy likes to call him, Crazy Legs Josharu.
Yeah, he was, buddy.
Despite his heroics, and they were heroics yesterday, he has three turnovers, not great. But in the 368 yards of the total offense the Bills had, Josh Allen responsible for 310 of it. 84% of the offense came directly from Josh Allen, yet the Bills lose a heartbreaker. 27-23 yesterday against the Jets. And if you are upset as a Bills fan that they lost yesterday, you don't need to be...
starts at the top,
nope, you don't need to be mad at the coaches. You don't need to be mad at the old Josharu.
Oh, the Pagulas.
Don't even need to be mad at the Pagulas or the ref or anything. There's one man you should be upset with because he did this on purpose and what he did. You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Every Friday, Tommy tells it like it is.
Yeah.
He sits down and he makes his predictions. And on Friday, we let him know he was coming off the greatest Tommy Tells It Like It Is he ever had. And that he was due for a fall. And as soon as Tommy started saying good things about the Bills... we all got nervous. Let's get to this stupid effing thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was.
Buffalo.
New lay excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
I was right.
No, what were you right about?
Something let all of us down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
yeah. No, you're already making
something
excuses.
Something didn't show up.
You're already making excuses. We haven't even started yet.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the first prediction from Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday. Over under 65.5 yards rushing for LeSean McCoy on Sunday against the Jets.
Shit, he's going to be a ghost.
You
again.
Said that. You said that.
Now he's just repeating picks.
Yes.
No, but he's prove me wrong. He can't run for ass.
He can't run for ass. Not like you, who anytime there's an ass, you're sprinting as hard as you can.
You know, I'm taking the under.
All right, LeSean McCoy, two carries yesterday, 1 yard.
Oh.
Well, in the defense of LeSean McCoy, he was hurt earlier.
Bro, he didn't look like he was that hurt.
Are
he looked
serious?
Like somebody who's already got his retirement package packed.
You're going to be that guy. You're going to question a guy being hurt.
Hard to run with a gold watch on your hip.
Why is he wearing his watch on his hip?
Because he's retired. You get the gold watch.
Oh, on his hip. I'm sorry.
Bro, he looked like he was done.
Well, he hurt himself.
What, doing what?
Running the football.
That's what he does for a living.
And people get hurt all the time. Now, listen. That, I mean,
1 yard, you got hurt?
Two carries, 1 yard, and he got hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Bro.
I'm shady. I'm a little bitch. I can't run.
You tried to kick a kickball and fell down and injured your
back. I'm not a professional kickballer.
You're not a professional anything.
And look who's sitting right with me.
Professional broadcaster can't say sentence to prove he's professional broadcaster. I mean, that's the biggest difference yesterday between the first Jets game and the second one. I mean, Shady goes two touchdowns over 100 yards. The first meeting, which opens up the offense, yesterday he's gone.
Quit on the team, man.
And even, I don't think, no. Listen, man, I'm not a big LeSean McCoy fan, but you can't chastise a guy for getting hurt. And even the run game after him, Chris Ivory, 12 carries, 42 yards, not great.
Not a whole lot going on.
Isaiah McKenzie was the most exciting runner sans Josh Allen yesterday. By the way, Josh Allen sets an NFL record for three consecutive games rushing, beats Mike Vick's old record. So, Josh Allen.
All right, so let's put that one in the books. I was right.
Oh, you were right about that one.
Right at the gate.
By default, because he got hurt. Let's go.
You think he was going to do anything yesterday?
He had a great game against the Jets the first time.
Yeah, but it was a different Jets team.
No, exactly.
The Jets team showed up.
Exact
yesterday.
Same defense. In fact, one of their best players was missing on defense yesterday, suspended four-game substance abuse suspension. All right, let's get to the next one. Second, Tommy Tells It Like It Is from Friday. Does Josh Allen throw for over or under 232 yards on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that this week.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I got a feeling.
Okay, but the Jets defense.
Because
could...
the kid's new. He's up and down. He's not, you know. He's a fresh-ass kid.
No, he's actually been up. He's trending up the entire time. There's been no doubt.
Once you start to trend up, you're going to start to trend down.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Josh Allen, 18 to 36, 206 yards.
206.
206. He went under. But he
and
ran.
And I took the under.
But he ran for 101. You said he was going to suck. He didn't suck.
No. The question was, you wanted the over and under.
Yeah.
I took the under and was correct.
And then we proceeded to play the rest of
he
your
said,
comments.
He said, trending
down. Yeah, trending down.
Well, we don't know that until next week.
overall, there's going to be a downward trend.
What is that? Is that a manual you're driving?
Okay, drive it into your face. So two in a row. Two. Count them. Two in a row.
Okay, so you went on default with LeSean McCoy
because
he gets hurt.
Suck.
So stupid.
Yeah, like the dumbest person
stupid,
I know.
I'm writing two predictions.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Those words are Lou Holtz.
Hey, well, the fun part's over.
Lady Lou?
The fun part's Lady Lou.
No, that's you.
The fun part's over, Chuckles, because your hot run's done. Let's go to the third.
Oh, I got a lot of hot runs.
Let's go to the third prediction from Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday. Who throws more interceptions on Sunday?
Ooh.
Josh Allen? Or Sam Darnold, rookie quarterback for the Jets?
Ooh.
Sam Darnold, this is his first game back from missing a whole bunch of games. Right. And the last game that he finished, he threw, if I'm not mistaken, four interceptions. He's had a couple of really big interception games. And
he's not good when he's flushed out of the pocket.
And
Ooh, did I just say that?
Who did you listen to? Would you listen to Danger and Battaglia again yesterday?
We were going
to
blow right by
in
that.
The afternoon?
Who throws for more interceptions on Sunday? The old Josh Aru? Or the Darnold attack? Sam Darnold.
Throws more picks.
Okay.
Yeah.
But see, it's weird because you, after the Bills drafted Josh Allen, thought they should have taken Sam Darnold instead.
You didn't know anything. They both had, fresh paint on them. Who knew?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's check the interceptions from yesterday. Sam Darnold throws for 170, a touchdown, and a pick.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, no touchdowns, two picks. Not only that, so you're wrong.
But hold,
so
but the,
you're wrong.
But the kid,
so you're wrong.
But in my defense, who knew that this kid was going to have to do everything? You even
Josh
said,
Allen. You
yeah,
mean?
He had to turn.
Everybody
everything.
Knew he had to do everything.
No, but you even said he took on almost this superhero approach
he's
to the game.
He's done it all like that the last 2 weeks.
I hadn't heard that superhero to yesterday. Pretty sure.
Okay, so now, then you said that Sam Darnold's no good when he's flushed out of the pocket. And every Bills fan that watched that game yesterday watched Sam Darnold get flushed out of the pocket by Kyle Williams, loop all the way back around, and score an unbelievable that throw he made in the end zone.
Well, I got to put that on Kyle Williams for not completing his job.
350-pound, 40-year-old man can't run down 20 yards.
Well, why is he there?
It's not his job to sack the quarterback.
Well, if he's there, yes, it is.
No, okay.
If you flush him, you sack him. You've got to flush that sack.
It's okay to admit that we thought that Sam Darnold was going to come to Buffalo and suck. We all thought that. It's okay to say that you thought he was going to
stick it up. And for the first half, he did.
He was, again, injured.
He was not. No, the first half of that game yesterday, he was ineffective.
He was hurt. He left the game for two series.
Oh, he got a little sting in his ankle. Jesus.
Foot.
Well, it's connected to the ankle.
Will you start doing the song now?
Yeah, not now.
Okay. So you were wrong about everything you said in that sentence. Like, you could not have been more wrong about Sam Darnold yesterday.
Okay, you got one on me. Go ahead.
All right, let's get to the final prediction from Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday. Do the Bills cover, and do the Bills win on Sunday?
Oh, I think they cover and win.
Okay, well, they would have to cover win to cover.
Yeah. I guess this team, I would think so.
Okay, what's going on here?
I mean, this may be one of the worst Jets teams they've ever produced.
Okay, but there are people saying this is one of the worst Bills teams ever produced. The Bills just cut their number one wide receiver in season this week.
I'm going to say the Jets are a worse team.
Okay, I don't like this.
Right, what's the matter?
I don't like this at all.
Get a little scared?
No, because every time you say good things about the Bills, bad things happen. You picked Sam Darnold to throw me interceptions. You picked the Bills to win. Bills don't cover.
Mm-hmm.
Bills lose.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Why?
Because you said so.
Yeah,
because
you opened your stupid mouth.
Because the defense let us down. Like, all of a sudden, the defense took a nap. What the hell was going on
there? It
was
special teams that let us down.
Mm-hmm.
You missed a couple.
Special teams and defense let us down.
Special teams.
What happened?
Special teams happened.
How did they let that huge pass get in there, that crazy-ass pass that kid made?
The huge pass? Which one? The one we were just talking about?
The one they said was like the greatest pass they've ever seen.
Yeah,
the big one. The big one.
How do you let that happen?
There's going to be breakdowns. It's going to happen. With special teams.
Inexcusable behavior in the defense. Defense let us down. Too many penalties.
Uh-huh.
I thought this team was going to show up. I guess it didn't.
No, yeah, because you said they were going to win. The
Very
Bills
disappointed.
Lost. I would love
Not mad. I'm disappointed.
We need to go back next
I'm ashamed.
Week. We need to go back next week and track who Tommy said was going to win versus who won. Because I'm almost positive that you've been wrong about every win-loss this season.
No, he got it last week.
Did he?
Yeah. Remember, he said they didn't cut or they...
Oh, you're right. The Bills.
It was like that weird.
Cover and win, and you said that was impossible. Yeah.
Cover and lose.
Yes, cover and
cover
lose.
Cover and lose.
Yeah. You don't even remember the predictions you made, and you're yelling at me.
Bro, it's my busy season right now.
That might
Everybody's
got at least
coming
one.
Up to me for hot picks. I can't keep track.
Okay. Well, you were wrong.
I need
about
a handler.
You do need a handler. I'm not arguing about that.
Handle your face.
Okay. Okay. So, again, if you are upset the Bills lost, and there are not a lot of Bills
blame
fans
the defense.
That aren't upset.
Special teams.
I just told you that. You argued with me.
How about that one guy that almost kicked Hauscha in the back?
Okay.
What was that move?
Only the best. How about that one guy who kicked, mispronounced his name, a kicker in the back? He didn't kick him. He blocked him. I can't believe it wasn't a play.
It wasn't a block. The game was over.
No, it was
they were heading to the tunnel.
Listen, I can't believe that wasn't called.
Yeah, I know.
How does that matter? That has to affect the game a little bit.
Then
he missed that field goal.
I don't know why. Okay, so first of all, he's on the ground. Hauscha, the kicker, is on the ground for...
But then he missed a field goal.
That's what I'm saying. 5 minutes after the play's over, then the coach lets him kick a 54-yard field goal, which is hard to make when you're not having back spasms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell the coaching staff was thinking special team wise, but whatever.
Right.
It's over.
Well, a lot of cheating. I saw a lot of fake football yesterday on that field. Fake football.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No collusion. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.